G'day and welcome to episode 40 of Diz Down Under.
Hi, I'm Lewis.
And I'm Catherine.
And welcome to our unofficial view of Disney from Australia.
And it's so Australian tonight. Like, seriously, it is 5 minutes to eight in the evening and we're rocking a nice humid 30 degrees and all the windows are open, so you're going to hear frogs if you're lucky, and you're definitely going to hear the mosquito zapper because that baby is on outside and that's right outside the window where we're sitting.
So 30 degrees. Would you like me to translate that for our friends in America who do the Fahrenheit?
Oh, yes, please.
That's 86 degrees Fahrenheit.
Yeah. So it's dark and it's that temperature.
Yeah.
And it's probably not going to change all night. So we're not going to sleep tonight. It's going to be so much fun.
That's right. Out on the patio we sit and the humidity we breathe.
Yeah, we watch the nightmare crack. No. See, okay. So we watched the lightning crack over cane fields.
Yeah.
As a child, I thought it was we watched the nightmare crack over cane fields because of cane toads.
Oh, okay. No, so we watch the lightning crack over cane fields,
yeah.
Laugh and say, this is Australia.
I'm not laughing now.
We're that easily amused. Ha, ha, ha. Lightning crack over cane fields. That's Australia. Oh, dear. Dear songwriting back in the day.
Oh, dear.
Now, sorry?
Good song, though.
Yeah, good song.
Yeah.
Oz. Now, we have been, you know, going down the road to the Marvel Cinematic Universe for a few episodes.
Oh, and it's been so good. I've really enjoyed rewatching these films.
Yes, yes. But we're not talking about one of them today. We're going to do a real episode today.
Yeah, so... Interestingly,
like a non-bonus episode. I don't know.
Non-bonus.
I don't want to make them feel bad. I don't want to make the bonus episodes feel bad if I, you know, say they're unreal episodes or anything like that. I love them just as much.
They're as real as every other episode.
Yes, yes.
Trust me. Right. I edit them all. But when I met you, there was this whole thing about this comic book land, and we had a common language between us because we were both big fans of a particular comedy group called the Doug Anthony All-Stars. Mm-hmm. So we had a bit of common language. I had to learn a whole new language when it came to geekdom.
Did you?
Whole new language. Like all this like golden age, silver age, like bags and board. Are the comics bagged and boarded?
Well, not all my comics are bagged and boarded. Only some of them are bagged and boarded. Well, no, well, they're all bagged, but only some are boarded.
I love how you say that so defensively. And I'm sure there was a bit of a degree of that with Harry Potter because I was a Potter fan well before I'd met you.
That's right.
And so there was probably a degree of like learning a bit of a new language there.
Yeah, I was like, what's this Expelliarmus mean? What's this Gringotts? You know, it took a while. Yeah.
Yeah.
Slytherin and Hufflepuff and Ravenclaw and Gryffindor. It's just I don't know them all. I can rock them. It's easy. It's fine.
You got it down pat. Well done, babe.
Yeah. But I think what you're getting to is that when it came to Disney, there are actually some you know, code words or keywords or phrases that.
Oh, did you hear that one? That was a big mosquito.
That people use, like in the parks, like some of the people who work in the parks, you know, use certain words and are called certain things. I say that because like that's one of the words in here. So
And it's kind of like when you go to the supermarket and they don't say someone's throwing up on aisle four, they say code 44 aisle four.
Yeah, that's exactly it. So what I'm going to do is I've got, you know, the code words and stuff like that, but I'll start you off with a few, like yeah, we call them brevos in Australia. That's abbreviations because we like to shorten everything.
Brevos.
Yeah, not a brevos, brevos. Yeah.
Everyone, he's lying. Yeah. We don't call them brevos.
Fair enough. I think I stole that from the comedian John Conway. So just give him his props.
I will.
Now, so I'll start you off with some easy ones, right?
Yeah.
Okay, see if you can get those ones, right?
Okay.
Okay. The first one is ADR.
Ah, advanced dining reservation because I've made plenty of ADRs and I've been searching up and down because I really thought that I'd be able to get an ADR for Beaches and Cream.
Mm-hmm.
Because I really thought that first night that we're going to be staying near Epcot, I really thought that Beaches and Cream might be a really nice midnight snack. Cannot get one for love nor money, so I'm going to be hijacking all Michelle's.
Yeah, we're going to hijack. We'll hijack Michelle's, and we'll keep an eye because sometimes people cancel their ADRs, and you can take them.
Yeah, but I know what an ADR is. Woo! One Excellent. Point.
Well done.
I feel like I should keep a little scorecard.
Yes. Now the next one.
Michelle, will hang on.
Okay, use the Mickey head.
No, because I've got my Mickey Zoom Zoom post-it notes. So, all right. So, I think I've got a pen here.
I think these get more difficult as we go along.
All right.
Okay.
So, cat, and we'll score you. You knew what that was. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Now, the next one is DLP.
Disneyland Paris.
Yes, you got that one.
Oui, Polly.
DLR.
Disneyland Resort?
Yep, that's it.
Woohoo! Okay, that's two more.
Okay, I'll give you a really easy one. WDW.
Walt Disney World.
Okay, now we're going to move on to some code words. This one is from Disneyland, and it is White Powder Alert.
Okay, so I'm totally making this up,
mm-hmm.
but I think it's when a Nana has rocked up and wears a lot of talcum powder.
Oh, that's so close. That's so close. What it actually is a white powder alert. I don't know if you're aware of this, but I'll ask the question. Did you know that people sometimes, you know, whose loved ones really like Disneyland or really loved, and I say in the past tense, Walt Disney World, and then their loved one gets cremated, and they want to go and scatter their ashes at somewhere where that person loved, and they go to Disneyland, and then they...
Sorry. Okay. That was like a tribe of mosquitoes that just got destroyed. I feel a little bit better because they tend to bite me, but wow. Okay. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. So people's loved ones get cremated.
And then they go on like the Pirates of the Caribbean or they go into the Haunted Mansion and they decide that that's where they want to deposit their loved ones in perpetuity.
Oh, that's dirty.
And what happens then is that the ride gets shut down.
Yeah.
And then the janitorial staff come along and they clean up your loved ones and they throw them in the bin.
No.
And then you get either you could probably get like banned from the park for the rest of your life. So what I'm saying is find a better place to dispose of the cremains of your loved ones. Not in a Walt Disney World, in a Disney park.
I'm surprised that Disney haven't actually come up with a little solution for that and, like, maybe offered a service along those lines.
Of what, like having a...
Not necessarily in a ride, but, like, having some sort of a service of, like, being able to deposit your loved one's ashes somewhere.
I mean, okay, admittedly, they're...
There's a great big lake there, for instance.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think, like, could you imagine the demand for it? It would just be ridiculous. And the I know that in the original Pirates of the Caribbean ride, there was actually real human skulls in there. I don't know if that's the case anymore, but at one point I believe that was the case. So, yeah.
Can we move on from this one?
Yeah, it's a little bit creepy way to start.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll get the next one for you. This one you're definitely going to get really, really easy. Code V.
When a vegan person turns up into a restaurant.
No. Code V was previously referred to as a protein shake. And it's a...
Bit of the warm.
Yeah, a more pleasant way of saying that somebody's gone too far at yakking Yeti and is now yakking on a Yeti. So,
It's such a way with words.
So, unfortunately, that is what the code V is. So, you're not going to get that one.
No, damn.
Okay, these ones are actually...
Did you know those ones, by the way?
I heard it called a protein spill in the past.
Yeah.
And I have heard...
Oh, we've got protein spills.
I have heard code V used as well to refer to it.
And what about the white powder?
the white powder one, I knew of people doing it. I didn't know the code for it.
Oh, okay, so you don't get that one either. So no. Disney gets its own little pile over here. Okay, so Disney one.
Okay, so these ones here is code 101 and code 102.
101 might be someone looking for some information.
No. This is ride specific.
Oh.
Yeah.
Specific to a specific ride, or is it just rides specific?
In general.
Oh, okay. Yeah. 101 is someone's peed on the ride, and 102 someone's pooed on the ride, like number one, number two.
No, we're moving away from bodily functions. Code 101 signifies that the ride is shutting down due to technical difficulties.
Oh.
And code 102 means it's back up and running, which okay. obviously they want to have codes for those kind of things because they don't want to be announcing that and the people going, oh, awesome, and then, you know, jumping in lines, that kind of thing.
There's a code 101 at the moment on the mosquito thing. Did you know that one?
No, I didn't.
Okay. Disneyland 2.
All right. This one is Signal 70.
Oh, Signal 70. Does this relate to general traffic within the park?
No. No, It relates to finding someone.
Oh, lost child.
Interestingly enough, no.
Oh, my goodness, a lost Lewis.
No. Yeah. So if Disney gets crowded, you can get lost in there.
Yeah, like, sure.
Really easy. I mean, we've lost each other in the parks before.
Yeah.
And,
then you go find some popcorn. Mm. I go and just, like, find some shade, and then we'll
I just
find each
cry
other.
And just grab random parents' hands, and they look very disturbed. When there is a lost child, they use the term Signal 70, which actually means lost parent.
Oh, that's cute.
And they say that this is the case because if they say lost child, the child will freak out.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a cute way of doing that. Yeah.
Well, and it also, you know, it removes the responsibility from the kid, like the kid's actually gotten themselves lost. I think it's a really cute way of doing it. Did you know that one?
No,
ooh,
I didn't know.
Disneyland's getting some points here. Mm. All right.
Okay. Now, this one is Signal 25.
Is it anything to do with drinking in Epcot?
No.
I thought it might have been to do with age or something like that.
No.
I'm going to go with it's a found wallet.
No, it's Signal 25 indicates if there's a fire somewhere else in the happiest place on Earth, so they might want to discreetly exit. So that way the cast members are aware something's happening and they can move people
out. Oh, when you say a fire, that some event's happening and they're required elsewhere.
No, I mean like an actual fire.
Oh, yeah. Shivers, okay.
So that's why Signal 25 is the cue for the cast members to start evacuating people.
Wow, okay, yeah. Cool. That's handy for them to have that code. Did you know that one?
No, I didn't. Now, this one, like, if we don't get this one, then there's something, you know, wrong with us. We've got to hand back our Disney badge.
Okay. No pressure.
Cast member.
They would be the awesome people that help you out at all times at Disneyland who work there and are awesome.
That is right. All Disney employees are cast members, so you don't call them staff or team members or anything like that. They're cast members, and they're all on when they're on.
Sorry, and Robin's decided that she's going to have a luau later, and she's currently killing a toy pig. This is fraught tonight. Fraught.
Yes. And that leads us to the next one, which we should also get.
You can eat a big pig too.
On stage and backstage.
On stage would be where someone's on stage, and backstage would indicate. Oh, so these are terms probably that cast members use for when they're actually in the front area and, like, you know, serving customers and stuff, versus backstage where they're in the like maybe prep areas and that kind of thing?
Yes, exactly, exactly. So you never see anyone break character if they're on stage.
Yeah.
And that was kind of part of the reason as well for all the utility tunnels under Magic Kingdom, and that way you can have cast members walking underneath where the
and probably a lot cooler are. For them as well.
I'd imagine so, yeah. Yeah. Mm. And do you know why that was at Walt wanted that to happen at Walt Disney World?
Because then if he hated the cast members, he could flood the tunnels and get rid of them?
No, that's not right. It's because he didn't want to have people walking through the wrong lands in the wrong uniforms. So like if he didn't want to see a cowboy walking through Tomorrowland.
Yeah.
So he always wanted to, you know, keep the right feel for the right parts of the park.
Yeah, that makes sense. Mm. That's really cool. He really thought about things, that man.
So they had so around the parks, you might if you observe it, you might see the things called utilidors, and that's the entrances to the tunnels underneath the park.
Oh, I'm going to keep an eye out for them,
because the whole of like the Magic Kingdom is actually built on the second level.
That's crazy.
I'm pretty sure there's actually a tour you can do where you can get down into the into the tunnels as well.
We shall look that up.
Alrighty then. The next one is Green Room.
I like to think it's the area where the characters hang out before they're ready to face the public.
Kind of. It's actually what the cast members refer to toilets as.
Really?
Yep.
Like, so general toilets? Like, should we say, I'm going to the green room?
I'm not sure. Maybe it's just the staff toilets that refer to the green room. So, yeah, but I'm not sure.
It's very polite, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Rather than saying, I need a break. I need to go to the toilet or to the bathroom. Mm. I need a break. I need to go to the green room.
But also makes sense from like a showbiz perspective as well, because you know, obviously if you're a cast member, then you'll be hanging out in the green room.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's quite a good one.
That's pretty cool. Did you know that one?
No.
Another point to Disney.
Okay. The next one is the Kiss Goodnight.
That's like the go home music that they play at the end, no?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, it's pretty much the get the hell out of the park kind of thing. So
yeah, I was going to say the F off music. Yeah. So every party has a
yes, yeah. Now is this one here? Magic Kingdom one? Oh yeah, it is. Okay, I'm not sure about this one, whether it is Magic Kingdom or whether it is at another park. But Code P.
Code P.
Mm-hmm.
Are we talking bodily functions?
Yeah, Code P is for the kid peed itself. But I'm not sure. I'm not sure again if that's a Disney one. This one does say it was Magic Kingdom, but then they said Fright Fest, and I don't think Fright Fest is at Magic Kingdom. So yeah, not entirely sure. Okay, now some of these ones here must be cast member slang. Okay, so this one here is a treasured guest.
One of those customers.
Yeah, so if somebody says to you you're a treasured guest, don't be too flattered, because it actually means you're a bit of a tool.
Never been called a treasured guest. Hope to retain that status.
The next one I'm gonna ignore because it's a little bit racist, and they don't. Yep,
let's not go there.
Yeah, they don't actually like that one. Code 105.
The queue is ridiculously long, and we need to get more ropes.
No, again, this one is more of a slang between cast members.
Oh,
and it is actually apparently it is used to point out a attractive person in the queue. So you would say. I don't know how to handle this code 105 in the line. So yeah, there's a bit more Disney slang for you.
Right, there you go.
That one's Magic Kingdom there. So I think I've come to the end of the the Disney ones. So
interesting.
Yeah, but what do you think about those code words for the park?
Well, you know, every workplace does it in one way or another. Yeah, so I think it's pretty cool. And, like, you know, whether it be for, you know, keeping people calm or for just, like, for funsies, I think it's quite funny. But, you know.
I should – where I got that one was for – it was a website called Ranker. Where they rank everything. It says theme work park workers codes and what they stand for. So I'll post that up onto the Facebook page so people can check that out for themselves as well.
Ah, cool.
Did you know that there's certain things that people do in Disney as well? That you know, when you point in Disney, I don't know if you've noticed this, but you're not the cast members aren't supposed to point with one finger. They'll always point with two fingers.
Yeah, but so does Paul Bettany in First Night.
Yeah, but do you know that there's – I think the reason they're saying why they point with the two fingers was – I don't know if this is true or not, but some people were saying it's because, you know, Walt was a smoker and so he'd have the cigarette between his two fingers, and if he pointed somewhere, he'd always, you know, point with the two fingers, and that's how it became a thing. Although
it's also I think maybe it's a clearer indication.
Yeah, I think maybe it's just less rude pointing with two fingers and one finger.
Like more general? We're sitting there pointing. The dogs are going to get paranoid because they're kind of pointing in their direction. Right.
Yeah, I think that was an interesting one as well, the whole pointing with the two fingers. And yeah, but it's interesting that these parks have their own little their vocabulary and things like that. I mean, and each one, like, you know, at Disneyland, you got fast passes. At Universal, it's express passes, is it, that they've got there? And yeah, I just love those little ins and outs of the different theme parks. Being in the like in the ride vehicles and stuff like that. What's the term? Omnimover is the term for the ride vehicles, I think. So yeah, I just like getting into those nitty gritty kind of things.
Well, because it is like a little subculture, isn't it?
Oh, very much so. I mean, if you go and, you know, say to your friends, you know, what's an ADR, they'll have no idea. You know, if you just refer to the parks by their
advanced defibrillator respiratory. No, I just did a first aid course not long ago.
But yeah, no, it's good to understand these things. And how well did we go actually in our scoring of it?
So I'm winning at 9. Mm-hmm. You got 2 to yourself, so technically you probably actually got 11, because I'm guessing that you knew my other ones as well. And Disneyland sat on a tidy 6.
Awesome. And if you guys know of any other codes or phrases used in Disney parks, please go to the Facebook page and let us know, because it's always fun to find out a few more that we don't know about.
That's true.
Yep.
And I'll be keeping an eye out for me getting a few of those code 105s.
And I'll be keeping an eye out for any code Vs just to make sure I don't step in any protein spills.
That's true.
But if you do want to go and put anything on our Facebook page and let us know about stuff, go to you can go to dizdownunder.com, and that can, you know, lead you to the Facebook page. Or you can go directly to Facebook as well.
Just search at dizdownunder. He's an old man. He doesn't understand that we can do this.
And if you feel inclined and you've been enjoying the shows, please go to the iTunes or the Apple Podcasts, I think they're called these days, and give us a review and let us know what you think of the show, because that does help out with other people, like, you know, finding us and stuff.
Absolutely.
And you can do it on Facebook as well. You can go there and like us on Facebook, and that'd be nice.
And it makes Lewis feel really wanted. So
that's right. I'm very, very low self-esteem.
He sits there and he waits for the next review to just pop up on his little screen. It's very cute.
That's right. Well, until next week, or until the next Road to Infinity War, which will probably be shortly.
Oh, it'll be out on Wednesday. Or Wednesday our time. Will that be? Yeah, I don't know.
It'll be
wibbly out. Wobbly, timey wimey.
It'll be out this week. It's Avengers, so that's really cool.
I know. It's just so exciting, and we've got so many more movies to watch, but it's been such a great journey, like I said.
That's right. And speaking of which, we better wrap this up so we can actually record the next step on our journey.
Sounds like a plan.
Bye.
Bye.
Diz Down Under is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Any external audio played on this podcast is for the purpose of discussion and are the property of the copyright holders. All original content is the property of Diz Down Under, produced by the Gentlemen of Pop Culture, all rights reserved. This podcast has been brought to you by the Gentlemen of Pop Culture.